about playing center?
I feel a lot more comfortable at the position, you know, be it the communication part's even better. And still some of the same guys on the line, just, you know, we're being moved around a little bit. But as far as feeling comfortable, it feels good to be able to know that, you know, I'm in there right now. But at the same time, as far as being comfortable, that I'm okay, you know, I'm still focused, you know, keeping my head down and working hard, trying to improve every day, so.
Man, you feel like you're the center. You know, I mean, last year at this time, we're asking questions about who's going to be the guy. You feel like that conversation's over?
Like I said, you know, it's my position to lose. I'm still focused on getting better every day. I'm going to go in there like any other, like in the previous years, trying to work my butt off to make sure that I will be the guy in there. But I know Coach Maggs and the coaches are going to put the best guy out there. So,
what was it like for you last year in OTAs? You were with the first team with JD down, and then they bring in Cope in. Everybody thought he was going to be the starting center, and then they brought in Lilja. Everybody thought he was going to be the starting center. How rewarding was it that you wound up being the starting center?
You know, as long as when I was in there, you know, my mind said that I was a starter. They never said that specifically, but in my mind, you know, I have to work as I am. Even if you're not the number one, even if you're number two, that's your mindset. You know, you have to make sure that you're ready to go no matter what the situation is. So I was just making sure that I was prepared, you know, for whatever the situation might present. So
offensive line is one of the few places where they're kind of experimenting a little bit with Orlando moving in, and you've got guys competing for that right tackle spot. Do you need pads on to figure out that, or do you start seeing some of that?
Or as far as like right now, you try to focus more on technique and all stuff and make sure you get your comfort level with the guys. But there's certain things you can't do, you know, just because there are certain plays that you run, you kind of need the pads, you know, in order to do so. But it's more about making sure your hands are right, your feet are right, your pad level's right. So when the pads do come out, you know, you're able to go move a lot faster. So
does it change your challenge at all in terms of being the center, the leader of the line when you got new guys or guys at new positions?
Again, you know, since I've been here and even with the other teams, you know, the offensive line coach always makes sure that the guys can play more than one position. Okay. You know, it's been like that every offseason, OTAs and training camp, that you want to make sure that you have guys that can play multiple positions. Because in a game situation, you never know what's going to happen. We only usually dress seven. So those two backups need to be able to play either the inside three or the swing tackle. So,
how much of an advantage is it that it is guys that have been here? I mean, Chris Clark played a bunch of games last year. Orlando moving inside, guys
having that comfort level, you know, because I've played next to Orlando before. I know the things that he likes and all stuff and how he does certain things. Same way with Clark. We're able to, you know, do a lot more stuff as far as communication. We can make a lot more dummy calls and all that stuff to be able to work with each other and not let the defense jump on everything that we're trying to do. So,
are you able to look back at last season with pride, or is the way that it ended in the Super Bowl, particularly the way it started, is that blemish?
I think overall as a team, I think we had a pretty good, you know, successful year of being able to do a lot of things. It didn't end the way we wanted to, of course, but you know, it's just something that it just adds, you know, to the table as far as being hungry to continue that. We were there, but now we need to be able to finish it.
Talking about the added beef on the offensive line, mm-hmm. Should we see more of a balance, more of a ground game this year?
I hope so, you know, just because the way we're built and all stuff, the front five, you know, we like to run the ball, you know. But at the same time, we're going to do what's best for the team, whether it's passing or running. So hopefully we are balanced just because it'll help out, you know, as far as what we can do. So,
do you like what Monte can do back there?
Oh, definitely. You know, just what he showed us last year, you know, he showed a lot. You know, he's improved a lot. He seems a lot more mature, and we're just excited to see what we're going to be able to do with him. So,
Danny, back to the Super Bowl. We've asked a bunch of your teammates throughout the spring here. Have they gone back and looked? Some have, some haven't. Have you gone back and watched the game or the TV?
I have, you know, just for the simple fact that I like to know what went on and all that, you know, because, you know, you don't see the whole game when you're out there. You know, we got to focus on certain things or as far as what the O-line can do. But, you know, the better team won that day. You know, unfortunately, we didn't. You know, we just got to make sure that we use that as motivation that we've been there before and now we're able to go back and finish it. So, now, at the same time, it doesn't guarantee that we're going to make it back, but take it one game at a time.
When you hear the word Super Bowl, does that first play, is that the first thing that kind of comes to mind?
Truthfully, you know, it's just like any other day. You know, unfortunately, it happened on the first play of the Super Bowl, but, you know, it's a play that you just got to let go and continue to move forward on. So, just I use the whole game as motivation to keep, sure. Not just that one play. So, that's in the past.
Does the AFC Championship ring, does that go in a box? Do you wear it or do you put it
away? I'm not a jewelry guy anyways, so it will stay in a box, but you know, I'm very grateful because it shows what we were able to accomplish, but it's not the ring we wanted. So hopefully this year we're able to build on what we did last year. So.
Manny has mentioned how much more comfortable he is kind of on the field, off the field with this team. Do you notice any those subtle differences even when he's running practice now? Or, I mean, do you notice any of that?
I think he is a little bit more comfortable with the guys that are around him now. You know, of course he did last year, of course, but you could tell like he's more a little bit more loose and also as far trusting what other positions can do and all that stuff and what they see and trusting that it's not all on him. You know, that either the offensive line or the receivers can make certain adjustments when a certain defense, you know, presents itself. So.
Your head ever hurt after all the audibles during a game?
No, like I've talked to some of the friends and all stuff, you know, I love this offense just because I know it's a lot different than college, but it reminds me a lot when we're at Texas Tech with Coach Leach, you know, the air raid. So just being able to move fast, communicate, get everything done quick and snap the ball. So it's fun to me. So.
You like that challenge?
Oh, yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Okay. What's your hair Omaha in your sleep?
No.
What's your challenge with Orlando playing next to you now, sitting on from the right outside?
You know, it's just, again, where everything happens a lot faster inside. You get your hands on people a lot quicker and all that stuff. So where on the outside, it takes a little bit longer, you know, as far as, like, getting off the ball, getting in depth, you know, are they going to go outside or inside down the middle? But when the inside is more getting your hands on them, locking them down, and being able to pick up the twist that they're trying to throw at you. And, you know, what we're working with right now, our defense is doing a lot of stuff, which kind of helps us in the long run. So just getting that comfort level as far as, like, how we're going to look at things. So.
All right, Manny. Thanks, Manny.